Islami be granted acceptance, protect it from evil and adversity.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, you are watching the Madani news of Dawat Islami, and these are the headlines.
Sarkar Ghausse Azam Nazre Karam Khuda.
A Madani Kafla Istima is held under Madani Kafla Department at Fezan Medina, Kanano, Lahore. Maulana Hadi Muhammad Imran Attari delivers a sunnah-inspired bayan, multitudes of the devotees at Rasul Palace Pit. The head of Shura motivates the participants to travel in Madani Kaflas. A sunnah inspired istima is held in Hafizabad, Punjab. Local devotees of Rasul participate. Haji Afroz Attari delivers a sunnah inspired bayan on the seerah of the final prophet of Allah Almighty. An istima is held with respect to Rabiul Akhir at the Madani Markaz Fezan-e-Madina in Rangpura, Sialkot. Haji Muhammad Azhar Attari delivers a sunnah inspired bayan, motivates the participants to take part in religious activities. The foundation of a masjid is laid under Khuddam al-Masadib al-Madaris Department at Nawab Town, Okada. Rukne Shura Haji Muhammad Rafi Attari describes the virtues of building a masjid and madrasa. The invitation towards righteousness is presented by Professionals Department at Lums University and Information University, Lahore. Students from private university in Karachi visit the Global Madani Markaz Fezan-e-Madina. Survey various departments at the Madani Markaz. Information is provided about the religious and welfare activities of Dawat-e-Islami. Religious activities are carried out under Mazarat-e-Auliya department on the urs of the saints of Dhodar Sharif in Gujarat. Head of Central Africa region visits Jamiat-e-Madina in Mombasa, Kenya.
Let's give you Madani news about the head of Shura. After completing his schedule in Faisalabad, Maulana Haji Muhammad Imran Attari visited Lahore, where he delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan during a Madani Kafla istima at Fezan-e-Madina, Kananu, Lahore, and motivated the devotees of Rasul to travel in Madani Kaflas. Take a look.
Head of Markazi Malis Shura of Dawat Islami, Maulana Haji Muhammad Imran Attari, is on a tour of various cities of Punjab. Head of Shura reached Lahore after completing his schedule in Faisalabad. A monumental Madani Kafla Istima was held at the Madani Markaz Fezan-e-Madina of Dawat Islami in Kananu, in which political, social, and religious personalities, traders, businessmen, and people related with various departments, students, and teachers of various universities, colleges, schools, Jamiat-e-Madina and Madrasat-e-Madina, and representatives related with various departments of Dawat Islami also participated. On this occasion, Rukne Shura and Head of Pakistan Shavrat Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari, Rukne Shura and Head of Lahore Region Haji Afroz Attari, Rukne Shura Haji Muhammad Mansoor Attari, and Haji Muhammad Amin Attari Madani Kafla were also present. Head of Markazi Majlis Shura of Dawat Islami, Maulana Haji Muhammad Imran Attari, delivered a sunnah inspired bayan during the istima. Head of Shura motivated the Islamic brothers to spread the sunnah, to present the invitation towards righteousness, to learn sunnah etiquettes and supplications, and to travel in 3-day, 12-day, and 1-month Madani Kafla, upon which numerous Islamic brothers expressed intentions. At the end of the istima, Salatu Salam was recited. Moreover, Head of Shura offered dua.
Dawat-e-Islami hai, ye Dawat-e-Islami hai, Dawat-e-Islami hai, ye Dawat-e-Islami hai, Dawat-e-Islami hai, ye Dawat-e-Islami hai, Dawat-e-Islami hai, ye Dawat-e-Islami hai.
The Islamic brothers and representatives participated in the istima expressed their views to Madani News.
Ye Imran sahab ke jo ka jo khitab tha وہ سنا انتہائی ہمیں خوشی محسوس ہوئی اور ہمارے دلوں کو منور کیا ہم نے سنا
آج کے اس محفل میں شامل ہو کر بہت ہی خوشی حاصل ہو گئی اور دلی سکون ہوا
بہت اچھا لگا مجھے یہاں آنے کے بعد بہت کچھ سیکھنے کو ملا بالخصوص ہم جو تھوڑے اسلام کے بارے میں جو ہمیں مزید معلومات میں اضافہ ہو
At Bhari Mod in Hafizabad, Punjab, Rukne Shura Haji Afroz Attari delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan during an istima, told the participants that gambling is haram and motivated them to avoid it. He also urged them to spend their lives according to the commandments of Allah Almighty and His final prophet. Let's learn more in this news.
An istima milad was held at a private hall in Bhari Mod, Hafizabad, Punjab, in which people related with various fields, local personalities, traders, and other devotees of Rasul participated. Rukne Shura and Head of Lahore Region Haji Afroz Attari delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan on gambling is forbidden. Rukne Shura also motivated the Islamic brothers to read and follow the seerah of the final prophet of Allah Almighty, Sayyidina Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Moreover, Rukne Shura also motivated them to get associated with the religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami.
at Rangpura in Sialkot, Punjab, a Sunnah-inspired istima was held with respect to Rabiul Akhir at the Madi Merkez Pazani Medina, during which Rukne Merkezi Malisa Shura of Dawat Islami, Haji Muhammad Azhar Attari, delivered a Sunnah-inspired bayan.
A Sunnah-inspired istima was held with respect to the month of Rabiul Akhir at the Madri Merkez Fazani Medina of Dawat Islami in Rangpura, Sialkot, Punjab, in which political, social and religious personalities as well as traders, businessmen and other Islamic brothers participated. Moreover, Rukne Merkezi Malisa Shura of Dawat Islami, Haji Muhammad Azhar Attari, described the seerah of Ghose Pak.
The foundation of a masjid was laid under Dawat Islami's Khuddam al-Masajib al-Madaris Department at Nawab Town in Okada. Rukne Shura Haji Muhammad Rafi Attari described the virtues of building a masjid and madrasa to the Islamic brothers.
The foundation of Jame Masjid was laid under Khuddam al-Masajib al-Madaris at Nawab Town in Okada, Punjab. On this occasion, various personalities and other Islamic brothers were also present. Moreover, the representatives of Khuddam al-Masajib al-Madaris were also present. Rukne Merkezi Malisa Shura of Dawat Islami and head of Faisalabad region, Haji Muhammad Rafi Attari, described the virtues of Masjid and Madrasa and motivated the Islamic brothers to take part in the construction works of Masjid wholeheartedly. In the end, Rukne Shura and other personalities laid the foundation by putting bricks and offered dua.
Istimaat were held under Dawat Islami's Professionals Department at Lums University and Information University in Lahore, during which the department had delivered a Sunnah-inspired bayan and motivated the participants to join the religious environment of Dawat Islami.
The invitation towards righteousness was presented under Professionals Department of Dawat Islami at an auditorium in Lums University in Lahore, Punjab, in which teachers, staff, students and other Islamic brothers participated. Moreover, department had described the seerah of the final prophet Sayyidina Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and motivated the participants to act upon the sunnah of the holy prophet and to get associated with the religious environment of Dawat Islami and to serve the religion. On the other hand, a Sunnah-inspired istima was held in a professional's department at a private IT university in Lahore, in which dean, teachers, students and other staff participated. Department had described the seerah of the final prophet Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and motivated them to get associated with the religious environment of Dawat Islami, attend weekly Sunnah-inspired istima and to do various religious courses under Dawat Islami.
Dear viewers of Madini Channel, students from a private university in Karachi visited the Global Madini Merkez Fazani Medina, where the representatives gave them a tour of various departments and informed them about the global religious and welfare activities.
The students from a private university related with the department Business Administration visited the Global Madini Merkez Fazani Medina of Dawat Islami, where public relations manager showed them Fazan Online Academy, Islamic Research Center, Madini Channel, Translation Department, as well as other departments, and informed them about religious activities carried out there. The public relations manager also informed them about the religious activities carried out in the educational institutions. The students also met with Mufti Muhammad Sajjad Attari Madani. Moreover, they also met with Rukne Shura Haji Muhammad Amin Attari. Rukne Shura briefed them about the education and facilities being provided to students in Jamiatul Madina, Madrasatul Madina, and Darul Madina, and motivated them to serve the religion along with their studies, upon which the students expressed good intentions and shared their views to Madani News.
Fazane Madina, mera pehli baar aana hua hai. हैरान हुआ हूँ बहुत इस चीज़ को देख कर के किस तरह माशाल्लाह ये दीन का काम कितनी मेहनत कितनी लगन से कर रहे हैं और किस तरह जदीद दौर के जो तकाज़े हैं उनको मद्देनज़र रखते हुए किस तरह इतने अपने आप को टेक्नोलॉजिकली बहुत जिद्दत लाई है इन्होंने अपने सिस्टम में.
जब हमने यहाँ पर विज़िट किया तो हमारा देखने का जो नज़रिया है वो बिल्कुल ही अपोज़िट हो गया. इतना अच्छा ये इदारा काम कर रहा है और ना सिर्फ ये दीनी एतबार से काम कर रहा है, ये जिद्दत के जो आजकल जो हमारा टेक्नोलॉजिकल दौर चल रहा है उसको मद्देनज़र रखते हुए अपनी सारी चीज़ों को ये एडवांसमेंट कर रहा है अपने पास.
काफ़ी कुछ हमें सीखने को भी मिला और इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर की बात करी जाए तो मतलब बहुत आउटस्टैंडिंग उन लोगों ने बनाया पूरा और बहुत बेहतरीन था और जहाँ तक हम लोग की सोच थी उससे काफ़ी ऊपर थी सारी चीज़ें. जैसे कि हम लोग ने डिपार्टमेंट्स के बारे में पता करा था और हमें उसकी टूर्स भी गई तो हमें बहुत अच्छा लगा देख के.
आने की ख्वाहिश काफ़ी पहले से थी क्योंकि घर में देखते आ रहे थे इफ्तार से पहले दुआ. इट्स बिगर देन व्हाट वी सी, मतलब हर चीज़ एक ऑर्गेनाइज्ड वे में हो रही है यहाँ पर. आई टी के डिपार्टमेंट्स हैं डिफरेंट, सब लोग खुलूस से काम कर रहे हैं. दीनी मकसद है इसको आगे बढ़ाने के लिए.
At Dodar Sharif in Gujarat, Punjab, religious activities were carried out under Dawat Islami's Madrasat-e-Auliya department on the annual urs of the saints of Dodar Sharif. The Holy Quran was recited, Fatiha was offered and dars and bayan were delivered. Take a look.
Khuda ka khas ik inaam hai.
A Quran Khwani was held at the shrine upon the annual Urso of Saints of Dhudar Sharif in Gujarat, Punjab under Maserati-Olia Department of Dawood-e-Islami, in which the students, teachers and their representatives participated. The representatives and students visited the shrine of the Saints of Dhudar Sharif and offered Fatiha.
A Mehfil-e-Naat was held under the Education Department at the hostel of Sindh University, during which the head of Hyderabad Kabina delivered a Sunnah-inspired bayan and motivated the participants to attain religious education and serve the religion.
A Mehfil-e-Naat was held under Education Department of Dawood-e-Islami at a hostel in Sindh University, in which the students of the university and other Islamic brothers also attended the gathering. Moreover, regional representative of Education Department, representative of Professionals Department and other representatives were also present. Moreover, Kabina head of Hyderabad delivered a bayan during the istima and informed the participants about Jamiatul Madina, Madrasatul Madina, Darul Madina and Council Madaris Board and his curriculum, and motivated the Islamic brothers to get religious education, upon which the participants expressed good intentions. At the end of the istima, Salatul Salam was recited, moreover dua was offered.
Dear viewers, so Madrin channel of Professionals Istima was held in the Dawood Islami's Professionals Department at a hall in Bahawalpur. Besides this, the annual Mehfil-e-Naat was held at the GC University in Lahore, in which the department had participated and motivated the participants to take practical part in the religious activities of Dawood Islami.
An Istima Milad was held under Professionals Department of Dawood Islami at a private hall in Bahawalpur, Punjab, in which doctors, engineers, IT professionals, president of Chamber of Commerce, traders, political and social personalities and students of Medical University as well as Islamic brothers participated. Head of Professionals Department motivated the participants to lead their lives following the seerah of the Holy Prophet and motivated them to get associated with the religious environment of Dawood Islami to serve the religion. At the end of the Istima, Salatul Salam was recited. Moreover, the participants expressed their views to Madani News.
आज का बयान बहुत ही अच्छा, impressive और काफी अच्छा था, informative था.
मैं आज बहुत ही impressed हुआ हूँ और मैं पहले भी यही बात कर रहा था कि इनके पास माशाल्लाह बहुत अच्छी रिसर्च और बहुत प्रैक्टिकल बातें इन्होंने की हैं.
बड़ी खुशी महसूस कर रहा हूं और मुझे पता चला है कि जी यहां पर भी बड़े ही नॉलेज वाले लोग हैं, बड़े ही ऐसे लोग हैं कि जो हमारी किरदार साजी में बहुत खूबसूरत इजाफा हो सकता है.
माशाल्लाह बहुत नूर और बड़ी बाबरकत महफिल थी और इसमें जो नात खानी की गई, मिलाद मनाई गई और फिर जो बयान था बहुत ही ज़बरदस्त बयान था.
आज का इज्तिमा जो था मिलाद का, जिसमें सुबान भाई ने बयान भी किया, एक मोटिवेशनल उनका बयान था, हैबिट के ऊपर था और उसवाए रसूल के ऊपर उन्होंने बड़ी खूबसूरत बातें की.
माशाल्लाह यहाँ आकर बहुत अच्छा लगा हमें. उन्होंने जिस अंदाज से यंग जनरेशन के लिए ख़ासतौर पर जो मैसेजेस उन्होंने दिए हैं, इसमें मोटिवेशन बहुत ज़्यादा थी.
इसमें अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह हमारी कसीर तादाद में डॉक्टर्स ने और मेडिकल स्टूडेंट्स, इसके अलावा इंजीनियर्स और टीचर्स और प्रोफेसर्स ने शिरकत की. इस तरीके के बयानात से जो है लोग दीन के करीब आते हैं.
ऑन द अदर हैंड, द एनुअल महफिल-ए-नात वाज हेल्ड एट गवर्नमेंट कॉलेज यूनिवर्सिटी इन लाहौर, इन विच वाइस चांसलर असगर जैदी, एचओडीज ऑफ वेरियस डिपार्टमेंट्स, सीनियर टीचर्स, स्टूडेंट्स, स्टाफ एंड अदर इस्लामिक ब्रदर्स पार्टिसिपेटेड. डिपार्टमेंट हैड डिस्क्राइब्ड द सीरा एंड मिरेकल्स ऑफ द फाइनल प्रॉफिट. एट द एंड ऑफ द इस्तिमा, द वाइस चांसलर ऑफ द यूनिवर्सिटी प्रेजेंटेड मेमोरियल शील्ड टू डिपार्टमेंट हेड.
Causing harm to any human being is neither ethically right nor does it conform with the teachings of our religion Islam. Parking cars on roads in an unorganized manner to get groceries and disturbing the flow of traffic is legally a crime. Let's watch this report by Muhammad Amjad Qadri on the difficulties caused by parking cars in an unorganized manner on the road.
It is not ethically right to put yourself in danger or hurt someone, and the law of the country does not allow it either. Islam is such a religion of peace who rewards the one who removes the stone from the path. But most of us park our cars on the road and go for shopping, which affects the traffic flow, and the vehicles waiting behind become a source of noise pollution because of honking. While sometimes the matter ends on a quarrel, those who do such things not only disturb others but also cause problems for themselves. Our religion Islam teaches us to take care of the well-being of others and forbids us from harming anyone.
Kitne sare hai ye karta hai to jo kaam hare, kitne sare hai ye karta hai to jo kaam hare, kabhi anjaam bhi socha ke yun hi bas kar di.
सब इंस्पेक्टर सैयद असगर अली सैड,
लोग बिल्कुल लापरवाही और गफलत का मुजाहरा करते हैं. जिस तरह ये पार्किंग बाजार एरिया है या कोई शॉपिंग सेंटर है, दूसरी जगह लोग जाते हैं, गाड़ियाँ गलत पार्क करते हैं, मकसद क्रॉस में अगर वहाँ सिंगल पार्किंग है, सिंगल पार्किंग का जहाँ अलाव है, लोग क्या लापरवाही करते हैं, सिंगल पार्किंग को छोड़ के वो रोड ब्लॉक कर देते हैं. روڈ بلاک کرتا ہے جس کی وجہ سے ٹریفک کا فلو بھی بڑھتا ہے اور آئے دن لڑائی جھگڑے وغیرہ بھی ہوتے رہتے ہیں لوگوں تو لوگوں کو مقصد ہے کہ اویئرنیس کے طور پہ ہم تو یہی گائیڈ کر سکتے ہیں کہ خدا را کچھ مقصد خود ہی اپنے اس سے حوالے سے سوچیں کہ خود سوچنا ہے کہ کسی کو دوسرے کو تکلیف نہ دیں ہم ہماری وجہ سے کوئی دوسرا پریشان نہیں ہو تو ہماری حتی الامکان کوشش یہ ہوتی ہے کہ ہم زیادہ سے زیادہ مقصد ہے کہ ٹریفک کو ریگولیٹ رکھیں ٹریفک رما دما رہے تاکہ لوگوں کو پریشانی نہیں ہو وہ کم وقت میں اپنے منزل مقصود تک پہنچ سکیں
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in accordance with the laws of the country, park your car in a place where there is no risk of traffic violations so that you can avoid trouble and others will not be harmed. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said that the believer is the one from whom the believer's lives and properties are safe.
Let's take our viewers to Mombasa, Kenya, Africa, where the head of Central Africa region visited Jamiatul Madina and delivered a bayan amongst the students.
The head of Central Africa region visited Jamiatul Madina in Mombasa, Kenya. On this occasion, regional representatives of Jamiatul Madina and head of Mombasa Kabina were along with him. Head of Central Africa region met with students studying in full-time and part-time Jamiatul Madina and delivered bayanat amongst them.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you have been watching the Madani News of Dawat-e-Islami. Please fill the booklet of good deeds and reflect on your actions till 27 November. We will be back with more, Inshallah Azza wa Jal. For more information and previous news, visit dawatislami.net. Keep watching Madani Channel. We will neither commit nor listen to backbiting. We will neither lie nor cause others to lie. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu alal Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Dawat-e-Islami be granted acceptance. Protect it from evil and adversity. Ya Rabb.